ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls!
Hey, welcome everyone. Adventure AI host Tyler Crump here with
Jason Conforto playing Santa Claus.
It is I, Maddie Triggs, as Krampus.
And Ross being Jolly Kindle.
We wanted to just let you know that this year we are going to be doing some reruns of the previous seasons of our Christmas season, specifically this year. We wanted to make sure that everyone got a chance, especially with these being not like our normal run one-shots. Right. We're having them actually back-to-back. We're going to go all the way back to the first Christmas, which was Naughty List Nonsense, I think is which one it was.
So we can all relive the Christmas, and it also gives us time to finish the third Christmas season that we're in the middle of recording right now.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's just for a recap.
It's just for a recap to get you up to speed.
And
so
a
that means
in a pear tree.
That means we're probably going to release our third Christmas season after Christmas, which is
as
on
is
par.
Tradition.
Is tradition. Yes. Christmas tradition that we have.
Valentine's Day miracle.
Yeah,
that's right.
So enjoy these Christmas episodes. Ho, ho, ho!
Or else we'll put you on the naughty list.
Welcome back, adventurers, to another exciting episode of Adventure AI. Our heroes have just emerged victorious from a harrowing battle with the Dream Spiders, uncovering clues that lead them deeper into the heart of the mystery. The once bustling town, now eerily silent and webbed in shadows, holds secrets that could change the course of their quest. Will they find the answers they seek, or will the darkness close in? Tune in as we continue the unraveling night.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Nicholas the Silent here, having taken a vow of silence for the past year, have not spoken and shall not speak until the Unraveler has been unraveled.
You keep using that word. I don't think you know what that word is.
Unraveled?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about. Welcome, everybody, to the second play episode of Adventure AI with Jason, Maddie, and Ross.
Yay!
Great job, everybody. Just hopped right in there. We're going to be doing the next episode here on our play episodes. Normally, we just kind of jump right in, but again, just another shout out to Quest Portal, who is sponsoring us. We are using that tool. Yay! We're using their tool, it's questportal.com, to actually run this session today. All the AI tools.
And I know we're going to do a big recap when it's over, but a mid-session recap. Quest Portal's been pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so
there's some stuff that's really cool about it.
Yeah. I'm excited to talk about what we've learned and what's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's so many features that I'm 100% going to use outside of the podcast.
There's also some like probably technical stuff that I don't have answers to, but maybe we'll ask the group there. But just like how the AI works and like within the context of certain things, because there's time for like put some information in and I ask the AI for a thing and then it will like... Sometimes it's like contextually getting like my other information and saying, oh, okay, yeah, we want something related to that. Great. Mm-hmm. All right. So you just found a tinsel bright spark.
Tinsel, come sit on my lap. Tell me what you'd want for Christmas and how you got into this predicament.
So Tinsel, who it looks gaunt, a little gaunt, yes. Is potentially extremely weak as she slowly tries to climb out of the web.
Come here, my child.
And she just prefers to just lay on the ground, actually.
I'll pick her up and place her
Santa,
on my
Santa.
Yes. Come here, Tinsel.
Are you bouncing her on your
yes,
knee?
Yes, I am bouncing her on my knee.
That's a grown woman.
Okay, first of all,
I would like to file a complaint with HR.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you are in luck.
Tinsel, HR just opened.
What happened here? My little elven friend.
You see her, she is actually slowly regaining her strength, and you are under the impression that her weakness was actually part of the magical webs that she was entangled in.
It seems like your weakness was part of the magical webs that you were in. You seem to be getting better.
She says,
speak to me, child.
Santa, I'm so glad you saved me. And she starts to begin to cry.
Aww. You're welcome. That is why I vanquished the spider that held you captive.
She starts crying. And as she's crying, she says, they took five of us and they left me here in this town that the spider had already taken.
And I've just been having these recurring nightmares over and over of just not finishing the Christmas presents in time. And it's
Tinkle. It's all right, my tinsel. Tinsel, my little child. It's all right.
Grown woman, adult.
Elf.
I have taken a vow of silence, but had I not, I would tell you how proud I am of you right now. Here, let me open this bag, and I'm going to pull forth a random magic item for you to have a Christmas gift for you.
All right, let's get a random magic item here. Hold on.
I like if like this is like a super OP like thing he has. If it's just for nonsense, I'm here for it. Like
if it's OP, Tinsel, we may need you to accompany us.
Yeah, right.
If not, you can take this. Right, trick at home.
Yeah. How tired are you? I start gearing up to lay on some hands.
Warming them up.
Okay. So
you can lay on hands.
Yeah.
But I can't have her sit on my lap. Is that how HR works?
Hey, Santa, I'm about to lay on some very different hands. If you don't cut it out. Can I catch these hands? That's what's up.
Okay, let's see.
Actually, Tinsel, you should be really proud of yourself for wanting to make these presents.
I already said she should be proud of herself.
Yeah, I mean, like, actually,
well,
elves
say it because of my vow of silence.
Right.
So continue.
Actually, elves, you know, they used to be known as these gift swappers that actually used to take presents instead of giving them. So, you really come from a really long tradition there, Tinsel.
You're bringing up some racist backgrounds for the Christmas elves that may or may not be true. It feels like that's a stereotype that we do not want to lean into.
No, these are.
I understand how these rumors would come about in this forsaken land of ash and death.
These are just holiday traditions. These are from the tomes underneath the North Pole.
Malicious rumors, and we will have none of it. Anyway,
Krampus lets out this big sigh, pulls Tinsel to the side, and is like, look, you've been through a lot, but a proper work-life balance is important. If your nightmares are you not finishing your jobs, maybe it's time to maybe take some time for yourself, girl.
In fact, on December 26th, I'm going to give you a full week off.
How generous.
Just don't tell the other elves.
Wait, what are they even working on?
Keep this as a little secret between me and you, Tinsel.
All right, let's see what we pulled out of the bag. I'm just going to say keep. I don't know what this is. We're just going to have...
I feel sorry for Tinsel right now.
Luwin's just
come out of like this
horrific hellscape
of a recurring dream, like recurring nightmare, being trapped in a cocoon, watching her friends get kidnapped.
Is there? Is her it bad dream about work? And her boss
person shows up. Is her boss?
Her boss, HR, and like one of the top dudes in the company.
And they're like,
"Hey, I feel like you're giving Nicholas is silent. A very bad name right now. Everything has been taken out of context."
All right, let's see what it is.
After being ensnared by the spider's web, Tinsel Brightspark finally breaks free with the help of his companions. As a token of gratitude and to bolster their spirits, Santa reaches into his magic bag, his fingers brushing against an array of wondrous items before settling on something special.
Oh, here we go.
With a flourish, he reveals the enchanted lantern of Luminous Hope. This magical lantern,
apropos,
crafted from shimmering mithril and adorned with intricately carved runes, emits a gentle, warm glow that dispels darkness and fear. When lit, the lantern casts a protective aura, granting courage and resilience to those within its light. Its flame never falters, fueled by the bearer's unwavering spirit. Santa hands the lantern to Tinsel with a twinkle in his eye. May its light guide you through the shadows, and its warmth keep the chill at bay on your journey.
May the light guide you through the shadows and the warmth. You know what?
It's inscribed on the side.
Tell you what. I think this gift will be appropriate for you to receive on Christmas morning. And so until that time, I shall just take it with me on the rest of our journey. And then you can find your way home. And then on Christmas morning, this very powerful mithril lamp will appear. No.
She says, "Thank you, Santa," and
all right,
grabs it, takes it from
let
you.
Let it lead you home.
As she feels
and guide you back to the land of Christmas.
She feels the warmth of the lamp, and she feels the fear slowly disappear. She says, think I'm going to stay here and I will help free the rest of the people in this town, but Santa and team. No, I'm just kidding.
And gang.
It's all right if, it's all right if you don't remember their names. But in this land, I go by Nicholas.
Oh,
all right. So don't blow my cover, wink, my little friend.
Wink, wink.
Twinkle, Nicholas twinkle with my eyes. Yes.
Tinsel says,
I'm Gordon.
You have to.
That's right.
Yeah. You have to go save the other four. I knew where they took them. They took them up. There's a manor on the hill. They have taken them there. I don't know what's going on, but I fear for their lives.
Are they all together or did they get split up?
I don't know.
How did you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. But
what good are you?
But you have to go carefully and you do not want to alarm them because if they find out that you're here,
we will be silent on our entire journey. They will not find out we're here. They will not know where we are at. I declare it now before all mankind that our stealth will lead us safely and quietly to these four ill-gotten elves.
All right. So Krampus is reminiscing over the how stupid they thought that the alter ego nonsense was, and then it's like now we're in the situation where now it's going to be like a stealth mission. So like I'm just like,
yeah. And then it makes sense.
Yeah, and then I put on a fake mustache.
All right,
whips it out of your pocket, puts it on the face.
It's business time.
Business time.
Let's go.
All right. So you now know where the other four elves may be held. There appears to be some sort of manor that's set up on some hill not too far away, because that's what air manors are. And somehow you need to get in without being noticed.
So what do you guys want to do? Air manor? Is that what you said? Like floating in the sky?
Oh, no, it's just on a hill.
Oh, on the hill. I can conjure a sleigh for us to
But it's not, there. It's not like right, like it's not like there. It's like it is some distance that direction.
You must go.
Okay.
You must go now.
Are there like guards anywhere?
You're still in the town. So we're going to leave here.
Yeah, let's just leave.
Okay.
And then are there guards as we approach the building or?
Well, let's see. As you guys continue to travel, you find that it is a little farther than you had thought.
So I would like to use my subclass ability from, this is the Circle of the Evergreen. I have a 6th level ability called Reindeer Companions.
Oh, that's cute.
You can summon magical reindeer using your wild shape feature. So it costs a wild shape.
Okay, yeah.
These reindeers can pull a spectral sleigh, allowing you and your allies to traverse snowy.
It is a little snowy.
Sure. Okay, a little snowy hill. It's like the October's frost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Before global warming.
Yeah, this is. No, it would be post-global warming.
I guess, yeah. Or it's an El
Niño. Climate change.
Global climate. Holiday climate change.
I saw, what was it? Day after tomorrow? It was frozen over. Anyway, sorry. Keep going.
And it is the day after tomorrow. Swiftly and safely.
Of course.
Additionally, safely. They can assist in combat with a powerful charge attack as well.
Oh, well, okay. That's good, because if you didn't do that, I was going to give you another level of exhaustion as you went from this place to the next, because it is about a day's ride.
Okay.
Well, instead of a day's ride, it is now a sleigh's ride.
Oh,
Merry Christmas! A bazinga, if you will!
Got him.
Bam, 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 like the CSI.
In fact, we could rest on the sleigh and regain or lose the level of exhaustion. Is that not correct?
Yeah, can we short rest while we sleigh?
Can't get a long rest on the sleigh. It's too bumpy. You wouldn't get a good enough sleep.
Be amazed what Santa can do in 6 seconds.
Swiftly.
What he can do in 6 seconds.
Sleep.
It matters
it's,
what he
it's
can
a
do.
Spectral sleigh.
Yeah, it didn't say softly and without disruption.
Right. Agree to disagree.
Okay, great.
Ho, ho, ho.
Jolly Kindle, is there anything you want to do before we go?
Actually, did you know that the tradition of having sleighs pulled by reindeers was part of the Frostbound?
Frostbound
sounds like a long rest to me.
It negates the bumpy ride.
Keep on going, my Gordon friend.
What's this fun fact?
The Frostbound hunt is when spectral hunters would ride sleighs pulled by ghostly reindeer, and these eerie apparitions would glide silently across the frosty landscape, their sleigh bells echoing with otherworldly tones. That's amazing. It's a little fact a lot of people don't know about.
Sounds quite enjoyable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like you could rest for a long period of time.
Yeah. Would you like more fun facts
while we take this long rest? I would.
You can rest a total of 3 uninterrupted hours, which is not enough to give you a long rest.
But a short rest, you say?
But a short rest.
Short rest.
Sick.
All right. Well, I get one of my wild chips back on a short rest.
Oh, great. So basically a free...
So we got a free ride.
Free ride. How long does it go for? An hour?
There was no duration. Unlimited use.
Unlimited use.
Honestly, Lumen?
Yeah.
Pretty cool with the magic of it.
Right.
So I would assume I could use that once per long rest and it would last the duration.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that. You start to arrive. Let's see what this castle looks like.
Would Gordlord know where this castle is? Like, this is Gordlord's old house, or like, does Gordlord know about this place? Because I used to be from here.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like a Halloween town is pretty large.
Okay.
So this is like on the outskirts of Halloween town, not like in the center of Halloween town.
Okay.
It's not like I just know everybody in Halloween town.
Well, you were like in charge there, so I just kind of thought maybe you might be aware of this surroundings.
No, not the
you presence. Didn't even remember Tinsel's name.
That's a fair point.
All right, let's see what this looks like.
Perched atop a windswept hill, the large manor looms ominously against the night sky, its silhouette framed by twisted, leafless trees. The dark stone facade is draped with creeping ivy, and shattered windows peer out like hollow eyes. A wrought iron gate, rusted and tangled with weeds, guards the path to the weathered oak doors. Flickering jack-o'-lanterns line the cobblestone walkway, casting eerie shadows that dance like specters in the chill autumn breeze.
And to expand on that just a little bit here, not only do you see that, but you see that there are actually lots of people here. Okay. And the manor is actually occupied by what looks to be some sort of masquerade that is happening.
Oh, I miss masquerades. That's one thing we don't have at the Christmas realm.
You know, I think we could bring that in somehow.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that. This place does not have much to offer, but a classy masquerade come Christmas time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Everyone kind of knew who I was because I would just wear like a pumpkin, but you know,
who else could it be but the Gordlord himself?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, you got to build a brand, and you got to
stick with it. Yeah, it was my shtick.
So, about how many people?
There's probably like 100 to 200 people.
All right, that'd take hours to kill them all.
With Coca-Cola bears.
All right. How about, okay, guys. Okay. Huddle up.
Oh yeah. 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 Getting real close.
Here's what I'm thinking. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas ringtone. No. Okay. Right,
so I'm thinking, okay, what if we are able, so I picked up a few tricks, you know, since our last adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, what if we were able to use some Yuletide trickery to try to lure people out and just sneak through?
Go on. I don't quite understand.
Yeah, so like,
this is
like,
so much more
illusion.
Different than your usual approach.
I know. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to shake it up here. You may have had your brand
don't
built.
Don't kill everybody in there.
No. They didn't take too long, but and we got elves to save. Who knows how long their sanity's gonna still be intact? So I say we try to stealth this bee.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe we can try some minor illusions to try to lure people away. So they're going to either look at that or try to kind of cause some chaos. Like, what if I did like some mistletoe and everybody's kissing?
Oh,
like a big mistletoe. And then everybody starts making out and then we just run past.
Let them make out. Yes. I like it.
All right.
I say we go with this make out plan.
Then let's make tracks.
Make tracks. I misunderstood.
Santa.
I didn't know where we were going with this. I was just trying to follow along. Like I understood.
Okay. So I do that. I cast some random little mistletoes around people and just try to cause.
Okay. Some just distractions as you guys are going to go in. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah. We're just trying to sneak past everybody into the building.
Let us. Oh, let's. Maybe we can spruce it up a little bit with some
battle tunes,
masquerade music,
masquerade.
Santa, please.
Oh. Like, oh, when, I like it.
When me and Santa went and saw Cats in the theater, he sang along the whole time.
It was during my vow of silence. Not a single person heard me sing.
Okay.
Emery.
You actually know that, yeah, of all the shows you pick is Cats. Okay. All right, so you.
That would be the most obnoxious. Enter,
you find your way in, and you start casting. Do you want your casting them as you're like moving up towards?
Okay. Yeah, so just trying to like distract people's attention so they don't see us. Just trying to like sneak around.
Okay, so you notice that most people are not actually arriving to the masquerade with masks, but they're actually handing them out as you get there.
Oh,
okay. I feel like there's a setup here to make it really easy to sneak in.
All right. So I say,
is there a guest list that we see?
No. You see no guest list, but you do see a couple of very.
Are they holding invitations?
Dark figured folks who are handing the masks out to individuals.
I'm
going to
just go up to one of the mask hand routers and say, one mask for the masquerade.
And while he's doing that, I just minor illusion two masks for me.
I would like a mask for the masquerade.
All right. He gives you one.
Thank you very much. I place the mask on my face.
Mask that you have.
This ornate silver mask depicts a swirling pattern of dancers etched into its surface, mm-hmm. and it seems to shimmer with a life of its own.
That's it. You place the mask on.
Shimmering silver dancers.
And you're going to try to conjure
mask?
On
my face.
You're going to try to...
Five golden rings.
One silver mask.
You're going to conjure mask
yeah, yourself? I'm going to do like a fake one, yeah. Because I'm very sus about these masks are going to have like a mind control or something.
Okay, well, as you come up, even though you have one, he gives you one anyways.
Thanks! I pretend to put it on.
Okay.
This mask fit perfectly to my face. It is the most comfortable thing I've ever worn other than my big red coat and furry hat.
Oh, it looks good.
I know it does. I don't even have a mirror and I know I look fantastic.
Okay, he is going to give you a mask. It is this one.
Crafted from delicate ivory with intricate carvings of silent faces, this mask seems to absorb sound itself.
So it like is a little bit.
I immediately hand it to Santa.
I don't need that mask. I've already taken a vow of silence. It would be wasted on a creature such as I.
Santa, take this from somebody who takes their oath very seriously. You are fumbling the bag on this vow.
First of all, I would appreciate if you call me. Because the silence while we're among these folk. Second of all, I have taken a vow of silence. So I do not need
So you've said.
Once my vow has been broken, I will tell you all about it.
Yes, jolly.
Until that time, you shall not hear a word from me.
I pull up my phone and just start checking Indeed.
Jolly Kendall, we got a mask for you too. Here's yours.
Oh, that'll be great. Actually, did you know that masquerades used to be an important part of Christmas? They used to have the masquerade of midnight shadows, and the partygoers would wear masks to hide from winter spirits. Yeah.
So you're saying masquerades are already a part of our history?
Yeah.
So bringing them back is gonna be. Easy.
This is great.
We're reclaiming.
Gord Lord, these are the exact types of things that we're trying to bring back. So kind of the slavish things and the other stuff that you're trying to bring back into our realm, those of things
can stay.
We want them to stay far, far deep in our past. Right? And help us go beyond those things.
But what I'm hearing, Santa.
A masquerade.
Yeah.
That's a classy function.
Yes. It is a classy function. Jolly Kendall, here's your mask.
A striking emerald mask with eye holes that seem to glow faintly, drawing attention to the wearer's eyes.
All right, so Krampus, as you try to enter without putting the mask on, the doorman stops you.
So not even my fake one, though, doesn't do anything?
If you have the fake one, he doesn't. He handed you one. And he's
put on your silent mask! Ho, ho, ho!
All right, I begrudgingly... Okay, actually, I'm going to try to persuade him.
Yeah, you're going to try to persuade him?
Yeah, I'm going to try to persuade him. Like, look, I brought my own. I worked on this for hours. I'm a little bit offended that you're forcing me to wear a mask. I made this myself. And I'm gonna do some rolling.
Roll.
I'm gonna roll.
For persuasion.
Oh, I'm gonna. Sorry, one sec.
Any moment now, she's gonna. Ross, what about you? Are you gonna jolly Kindle? You gonna take the mask? Okay.
I am.
And that's a 22, my friends.
Oh, your persuasion.
Yeah.
Oh,
ho, ho, ho. Paladins.
Ho, ho, ho.
Dirty 20. So,
are you going to put yours on?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, I love these masquerades.
Okay, you put yours on. You don't. He gives you a long look, and he looks over at the other person who is also handing out masks by the door. And the other one gives a light nod. And then they let you in.
Mm.
What do you do with the mask?
I stow it in my backpack.
Okay, great.
All right. Really missing out. These masks. No, they add to the party.
Now in.
I've gotten got by masks
we're
before.
We're in the masquerade, is what you're saying.
You are now in the masquerade.
What do we see? What kind of ballroom is about?
Excellent. Let's see what Lumen has to say about this. Oh, dang it. I clicked the wrong button. There we go.
The grand ballroom is adorned with shimmering silks and twinkling fairy lights, casting an ethereal glow over the polished marble floor. Guests, clad in opulent gowns and tailored suits, glide gracefully beneath a towering chandelier that pulses softly, casting ripples of golden light. Each reveler wears an intricately designed mask, adding an air of mystery and intrigue to their identities. The spectral orchestra plays an enchanting, rhythmic melody that resonates through the hall, synchronizing with the flickering lights and guiding the dancers in a mesmerizing waltz. The atmosphere is both enchanting and slightly eerie, as the guests lose themselves in the hypnotic dance, unaware of the enchantments woven into the very fabric of the evening.
Psst, Santa.
Yes.
Silent Nick or whatever.
Nicholas, the silent.
Silent Nick.
Silent Nick.
Look, can I call you Silent Nick?
I would prefer Nicholas the Silent.
Okay, fine. Nicholas the Silent. Masquerades? Great. Let's bring those back. This is starting to feel like an Eyes Wide Shut party. I'm a little scared.
My little friend, look around at this beautiful place. Masquerades! Paper faces on parades! Masquerades! Hide your face so the world will never find you! Masquerades!
Okay,
Every face is a different shade!
This is the exact thing I'm talking about, though. This is
Look around! There's another mask behind you!
So here's the thing. This is what I'm talking about, though. I say we get in here, do what we came here to do, and get the heck out of here.
All right.
All right, let's go.
Do we see any Christmas elves in here?
Let's roll for a perception.
Can all of us roll? Because we're all looking around?
Let's start with, okay. We can do one at a time. Okay. In fact, actually, we can,
ooh.
Do you guys care if we go, we can do an initiative order, or we can just go around the table?
I rolled a 17 plus something. Oh, plus 5, a 22 for the perception.
Okay, as you're looking around and you're trying to find, of course, clearly it's difficult because everyone's wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
You notice that whenever someone tries to like take their mask off, someone approaches them and asks them to replace it. You do seem like...
How long does minor illusion last?
I think it lasts a minute, but it's a cantrip.
Yeah, so I'll just keep casting that.
Just keep casting that bad boy.
Yeah. You do actually overhear a couple of guests kind of making a comment about the chandelier, that its glow is very grand and unlike anything they've ever seen before.
I say we get real fan of the opera up in here.
All right. I want to take drastic measures, and there's something drastic I would like to do, but I would like a little more information.
Okay, should we gather more information?
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
I just want to ask that individual who is talking about the chandelier. Whose party are we attending? Tell me about the master of this domain.
Oh, that's a great question.
It is a great question. I, Nicholas the Silent, have asked this question without speaking a single word. Oh, ho, ho.
You know, when I used to host these parties, we would wear masks that would be a copy of your deepest fear. So the thing that you were the most afraid of is what would show on the mask. I don't know who's doing these days, but things have really gone downhill.
What would a mask of your stories look like?
Of my stories?
Of your little factoids. How would that look on my face?
Those aren't my fears.
No.
All right.
Bazinga!
Krampus lost their laughing. Like, that's the funniest thing.
All right, the person answers, oh, the master of the manor is known as the Lord Arcanus. He's very enigmatic.
Arcanus?
I wonder if he does magic. All right, let's move.
Lord Arcanus, I call you forth. Come to me. I have words to speak with you once my vow of silence has been broken.
Very discreet, very discreet.
Krampus is looking at Santa, mouth agape. Like
Nicholas the Silent.
This is
fiction. This for me.
I'm not saying anything. This is out of character.
Nito right now.
I didn't say this to you, dog. I'm saying it to you, Jason. What? I forgot what I was saying.
All right. There's a bunch of individuals around you look strangely towards you, really surprised that you would call out.
Oh, the I Lord am calling like out. That.
Yes.
Lord Arcanus.
While you wait for so much a response, for nothing happens. Would any of the rest of you want to help gather any additional
information? Lord Arcanus, I will give you one chance and one chance only. Show yourself now or there shall be Christmas to pay.
Real, real discreet. So I go over to a random party guest. I'm like, man, that loud guy that I don't know is kind of crazy. So you seen anybody around here about yay big, jolly? They might look a little gaunt, sad now. Have you seen anybody like that?
Oh, no, I don't believe so.
Cool. Good talk. All right.
Lord Arcanus, your patience, my patience with you is wearing thin.
Can I do an investigation
check?
Yes, you
can. While he's over there yelling and
all
creating
right,
a scene.
I'm going to need an initiative roll here pretty soon.
No. Okay, I did 15.
Okay. We'll get to you in a second. Sorry, was there Jolly Kindle? Was there something you wanted to add?
Oh, I just wanted to say this Arcanus guy. I just so not impressed. If someone had tried to call me out at one of my parties back in the day, I mean, you would already be in a realm of fear and darkness. You'd be hanging out with mundane Mark.
Yeah. Oh. I thought you were gonna be like, you're gonna be show up with one of those lanterns you've been carrying around.
Little snowflakes of the spirits of snow. All right.
We captured souls of snow.
No, it's fine. We love it here. So
you want
as
out?
You're looking around and doing your investigation, you notice that the music that's being played from this spectral orchestra in the distance, there are actually like a bunch of instruments, but they're just kind of just floating there.
This is important.
Right, I'm going to cast a spell here pretty soon.
Yeah, hold on one second.
Okay, so like, did we roll up? So we got the masks on, though. Are we like in like better outfits, though? Because I feel like if I'm rolling up in my armor, like that's looks strange.
Yeah, no, you're not in better outfits.
Okay, cool. That was important to me. Sorry.
So it's like, do you look strange.
Outfit change. Let's go shopping.
But then we have a shopping spree montage.
Yeah, right.
But Krampus, you blend in a little bit better than, you know, some folks around
some folks here.
Yeah, that silent guy that we've never met before, right?
So but the horns really work for here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You notice the orchestra seems to kind of pulse in time with the flickering lights inside of the ballroom. Kind of at the same beat.
All right.
Jolly Kindle.
What am I doing?
Whatever you want. What do you want to do?
Oh, what do I want? I just want to keep like, I don't understand this Arcanus guy. This party is so tacky. My parties were so great. And you know what? We would have had candy here and spider rings on top of being able to experience your deepest fears in a non-creepy way.
You know, I would have loved to attended one of your masquerades, but there's four elves that are going to die if we don't find them.
Can you, Ross and Jason, can you both roll a perception check?
I rolled a 22, and I can tell you already that what it tells me is this is so tacky.
Yeah.
Like, a 15, if you will.
Okay. It is not only a little tacky, but Jolly Kindle, you notice, but... Silent Nick, you do not. So you're just going to have to just deal with this. That pretend like you don't hear.
I'll pretend.
You notice that like you're starting to feel a little tired.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel a little tired.
Like more tired than normal, but you also...
You know, guys, at first, I need to tell you something. At first, I thought maybe this party was just more boring than mundane Mark. But actually, I think there might be something else going on here.
There's a lot of boredom in Halloween Town. Like, I feel like Halloween's like the least boring place.
And with Arcanus, apparently, it wasn't when I was here. It was a riot.
Literally. Is this the same Halloween Town that you know?
It's the one from the Disney Channel original film.
Yeah. In my realm.
Yeah, in your realm. It doesn't really feel like the same Halloween Town.
No.
It's like it's been unraveled.
Whoever's in charge here.
It's like it's been unraveled. All right. Ooh. Silent Nick.
It's got to be that Lord Arcanus guy because he's got an uncreative name.
I don't notice that I'm tired, and so I'm ready for action.
Go ahead. What do you want to do?
I'm going to cast a spell.
Let's hear it.
With reverse gravity, I turn the world askew, lifting the masquerade masks and dancers too. Let elegance and revelry float to the sky so near as Lord Arcanus' party takes to the heights of the chandelier.
Why would you do this?
All right.
This was supposed to be an infiltration spell.
So this spell reversed gravity in a 50-foot radius. So the center of the party, all the masqueraders float 100 feet high, which I assume
is into the ceiling.
Is it in the ceiling?
But they float. They don't get thrown? Or
no, they get flown. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It reverses gravity on them.
Oh, on them and the chandelier. So is the chandelier also coming back down towards them?
No, the chandelier would go even up further.
To the ceiling. Okay, so it's everything, duh.
Everything goes up. All it's right. As if gravity got reversed.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm dumb. Yeah, no, I was thinking because it's hanging there. So I'm
like, yeah. A helium balloon would go down.
It's been a long week.
Yes. All creatures and objects in that area that aren't anchored to the floor, fall upward. And reach the top of the cylinder, so the 100-foot column.
How wide is this?
This is 50-foot radius.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is 100 feet wide in a giant circle, because there's a difference between radius and diameter.
Yes, yeah, I get that.
A creature can make a dexterity saving throw to grab a fixed object it can reach, thus avoiding the upward fall. If a ceiling or anchored object is encountered on this upward fall, the creature and objects strike it as they would during a downward fall.
Oh, no.
If an affected creature or object reaches the cylinder's top without striking it, it hovers for the duration. When the spell ends, the affected objects or creatures fall down.
This murder's not going to take as long as I thought it would. Let's rock and roll.
This is a concentration 1 minute, but I may only be concentrating on it for a brief moment.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, ho, ho! This is my only level 7 spell.
It rules. It's cool. It rules. I love it. Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm here for it. Let's rock and roll.
This is amazing. This is
so we're also, though, in that radius, though, right?
Yeah. No, we're not in the center of the room.
Oh.
Because I guess we're walking around investigating, like...
We just came in. We're looking. We're on the periphery.
Right, but you said it's a 50-foot radius.
Radius.
Which means it's a 100-foot diameter.
Right. So I pick a center point.
Yeah.
50 feet away from me.
Yeah, okay.
Which would be the center of the ballroom.
Right.
Draw a big circle around that. We're right on the outside. The party goes up.
100 feet is a lot of feet.
Yeah,
it is a lot of
I think he just killed everyone
okay,
in this room.
If Dungeon Master...
Uh-huh.
We need to fall upward. We can.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we can grab something, right? Yeah. Like quick dexterity saving throw or something.
Yeah. If you let us know, there's things that we can do.
Okay.
Oh man, Santa, you really know how to make these parties work. This is a lot closer to the ones I used to throw, except I had more goats.
Yeah. Wait a second. What kind of masquerade were you throwing?
Oh, geez. Okay.
So there's 200 party guests. I'm going to, thanks to Quest Portal, it can be very easy to roll 200 different dexterity saving throws.
Nice.
Here we go.
All right.
Just kidding. Just kidding. The animation is amazing.
Thanks, Quest Portal. Like, 200 no,
my whole screen. And the thing is, like, it's kind of cute because it goes over onto the, over the chat too, so the whole screen. It's just covered. Yeah, just come here,
check it out.
I'll show you later.
Okay, okay. Just screenshot. Drop it in the Discord. Okay.
Oh, wow.
We could see it in the chat.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, we can? We can
Did see you it just do it again?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to see. Okay, that was 100. 1,000.
1,000.
Yes! All right. Okay, I'm good now. I'm good.
I must have turned the roll dice off because I don't see it.
Like, ain't nobody got any kind of thing that doesn't.
Okay, so you are going to reverse gravity.
Yes.
In the large ballroom full of people.
Correct.
Some of which may or may not be the elves you're looking for.
Oh, no.
I hope none of them are the elves I'm looking for.
Well, you don't really know.
I don't know, but Lord Arcanus. And if it is, I have...
Surely Lord Arcanus is responsible for the death of any elf.
On the premises
of his campus.
HR is like already like talking about the lawyer conversations that are going to have to go down.
If I have ways Everyone to deal signed with a dance elves.
Waiver on their way in. Yeah. They signed a dance waiver. All right. As you do so.
Yes.
No one will recognize you for doing that.
Yeah. That's like discretion.
Discretion.
Silent Nick's strongest.
So as you do so. The chandelier is the first thing to hit the ceiling because it's closer to it.
That's how gravity works.
And yeah, I know that.
The pulsing flicker as well as the music stutters for just a moment. Now, the orchestra is floating in the air.
Oh, so they don't fall.
So it doesn't fall.
Oh, but their music continues to play on.
So the music continues and the chandelier continues to pulse. However, the large group of people that is inside the cone just start wailing and screaming as everyone flies to the ceiling.
And die. And immediately
slam
die.
Against the ceiling.
How high up is the ceiling? How big of a ballroom are we in?
It's probably, let's see.
Because the chandelier has to be hanging pretty far.
Yeah.
And yet it has to be pretty far above
it's
the
It's probably
people.
Like 40 or 50 oh, feet I love tall. It. Yeah.
Probably more 50. Than that because 50 was my landing at just my house.
It seems like it should be like 99 feet.
Yeah.
110. No,
can you imagine if it's 101 feet so everyone
We're gonna say it's
that would be. It's like they all survive
until you turn it off, and then they don't because they follow the other direction, and that way they would hit the ground.
Oh
no, I'm not gonna go quite that far. Maybe let's go 60 feet.
60 okay. feet. I love it.
No matter what, they're getting hit twice, and they're going to die. Like
40 is still pretty decent size. I mean,
yeah, 40 yeah. 40 is pretty decent. A lot
in fall damage too. Like I'm still yeah. thinking like yeah yeah. they're gonna
yeah.
die.
So as they all slam into the ceiling and the music stutters for a moment and then
a red rain starts to fall.
And then it kicks back on the all the lights flicker then go off and then come back on and as they come back on both Ross and Jason, both
you mean Gordlord
and
Nicholas the Silent
Jolly Kindle and Nikolai And
Nikolai the
Gordon, Nikolai the Quiet.
Don't make me make a vow of silence for nothing.
Both of you need to make wisdom saving throws. You are both exhausted still. One level of exhaustion.
So disadvantage?
So both of you at disadvantage.
11 okay. and a 13. 11.
Mine is also 11.
Krampus, you don't have your mask on, but it is in your possession.
Okay.
So I want you to make a saving throw, but with advantage.
Okay. I mean, possession is 9/10 of the law. So.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it wisdom?
Is this concentration?
It is concentration.
So I got...
When my concentration breaks, they fall.
Okay.
Okay, I got a 17.
Okay, so you're good. Jason.
Santa,
excuse me.
Saint Nicholas the Silent.
Nicholas the Silent.
feel a sudden wave come over you as you are now compelled to dance.
And dance I shall! I shall dance like I've never danced before, because I'm not very good at it. Okay. My jiggly parts will be jiggling, and my non-jiggly parts will also be moving Santa. In ways that only Mrs. Claus has ever seen.
So now you have to make a concentration saving throw every turn.
Every turn? Oh, like right now?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
And Jolly Kindle, you...
can dance if you want to.
You can leave, your
friends
behind. I almost did that. I was this close.
I could never leave my friends behind.
That's right.
You two are just
Come
so
dance
great.
Dance with me. Dance with
I'd love
me.
To dance with you. I love, but I just don't jiggle the way you do.
Hey, Jolly Kindle, did your parties ever though have a blood rain?
Yes. Only the good ones.
Because,
I know. We are on the verge of having an amazing party.
So you, your mask has now consumed you with envy towards everyone else around you.
It feels like my silver dancing mask may have inspired me a little bit.
So now you have a disadvantage on wisdom and charisma persuasion checks as you are now distracted by the feeling of inadequacy.
Which would make sense considering your companions that you've chosen.
Fair enough.
And now your entire focus.
I just thought
we were role playing.
I love
it. All right.
You changed your voice and got out of character and everything. So now you are now consumed not with dancing, but are now compelled to just like you are like evaluating everyone else in the room and comparing yourself to them and wishing that you had what they had.
He's just a teenage girl now.
I can't. I just can't believe
these boys have similar feelings.
You know what?
You know what? That's right. I'm sorry.
I'm actually really struggling with Santa's physique right now. I wish I could look like that.
Don't we all?
Okay.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Is the silent.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Krampus has seen all this go down. I had to do a saving throw, but it was easier for me. Am I able to put it together that it's the masks that's doing this?
You are able to put together that the masks are the conduit.
Okay, so I take my mask out of my pack and I drop it. I don't want it anymore.
Okay.
But
you still have the fake one on your
face. I have
face.
The fake one on.
Okay, great. As you dropped your mask, you see it hit the floor, but you don't hear it hit the floor.
Ooh. I'm going to try
Do you
hitting
want to hear the bodies
hammer.
Hit the floor? Because
yeah!
we can make that happen.
Man, this is the musical episode. We got references everywhere.
Okay, so before you hit it with the hammer, that happens simultaneously to everyone. So everyone that possesses a mask, behavior changes. Some slightly, some significantly, but many of them are dancing. Some of them are weeping. Others are like huddled in the corner. Some of them are frozen completely in there where they stand. And you find that even the people who have injured themselves by hitting the ceiling, some with broken arms or
mangled
bodies to some degree, are still compelled to do whatever it is that they're compelled to do.
Well, now it's a party. Okay.
And near as you can tell, you are the only person who is not affected by this.
I big brained, guys. Okay, so yeah, I'm going to try to hit the mask or try to destroy it.
All right, you take a swing at it.
Do I need to do a check here?
No.
Okay.
You go to hit the mask. You are able to successfully hit the mask. How much damage? Just roll for damage.
Okay. I'm not going to smite it. 12.
Okay. Again, you're able to destroy the mask, but even in its breaking, it makes no sound at all.
Spooky. All right. So everyone's under these like spells. Like,
yeah. Can you roll a perception check again?
Okay. 19.
The doors are closed.
Well, that's just great. So thankfully, I picked up a few new skills on my way in the past year. So I pull out my lock picks.
Nice.
And
nice.
I'm going to start trying to pick at a door.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And let's see, that's sleight of hand. I don't have a four. I'm just going to wing it.
Gosh.
Arcane.
That Krampus, always prepared. Always looking so prepared. She's just so smug 21? With herself.
21. Okay. You are able to pick the lock to the front door. Is that the one you were trying?
I'm just trying to find the elf. So I would think I would go around.
Oh, sorry. Which I didn't know which doors. Door you were trying to
yeah,
get
Yeah, so
to.
I'm going to try to get to just probably the one that's not the front. I'm just trying to start looking through and trying to see if I can find the elves.
Okay. As you start walking, you notice that all the other guards, people who are around, are also missing. They're not there.
Okay.
So you're going to try to pick a lock?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go and you pick the lock and you're able to open it up. And it takes you, you see there is a larger room. And in that larger room, you can see... Let's see here.
Jingle, Frost Whisper, you in here? Oh, thank God. He says over here.
You see on the far end of the room what looks to be an elf tied up.
Okay. Last time this went really well.
You can't
well.
Tell who it is.
I just go and I cut the ropes, I guess.
Okay. You're going to enter the room.
Yes.
By yourself.
Yep. Splitting the party.
Yep. I'm doing it.
Okay.
I like it.
You enter the room.
This is the episode where Krampus dies.
You enter the room and you go all the way across the room to the other side.
Oh, actually, before I do that, can I? I walk through, can I check for traps?
Yeah, sure.
And is that investigation?
You could check.
Yeah, you can do that. You at disadvantage on ability checks.
Oh, right. So that's a. Oh, wait, I'm a halfling though, so nat one gets rerolled, right?
Yes.
So 19 and 16.
Oh, okay, yeah. You look for traps and you do not see any.
Okay, so I just enter the room and go and check on the elf.
Okay, great. You enter the room, you cross the way, you see that it is Frosty Silverleaf, actually.
Frosty.
Frosty is unconscious.
Is there anything covering their... Oh, they're just unconscious?
Yeah, they're just laying on the ground unconscious.
Can I tell what kind of conditions affecting them?
They just look like they're knocked out.
All right, I'm going to lay on hands, cure whatever's affecting them. So,
yeah, you put the hands on. As you put the hands on, Frosty wakes, looks up and sees you. And the first thing Frosty says to you is,
shh, don't put on the masks.
Obviously, I didn't. This is fake. And then I dropped the illusion. I'm like, yeah, Santa and Jolly Kindle, though, weren't so lucky. They're acting like idiots out there. So now I'm...
Nicholas the Silent.
I'm
not here. I don't know why you're talking to me. And I'm taking a vow of silence. So.
Frosty knows who you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as Frosty Silverleaf wakes up, he starts to look around. And he goes, how did you get in here?
A little bit of trickery. A little bit of just kind of doing whatever, honestly.
Yeah.
Santa killed like a lot of people in there.
Can you roll a perception check?
Yeah. It was messed up, dude. 15.
Excellent. All right. You hear some movement behind you and you turn around. And then let's see. Lumen, what does she see?
Oh, God.
A tall and imposing figure draped in a cloak woven from shadowy threads that seem to shift and writhe with a life of their own. His face is obscured by a mask crafted from cracked porcelain, featuring a perpetual, unsettling grin. Beneath the cloak, his form appears gaunt and elongated, as if stretched by the weight of his own dark ambitions. His eyes, visible through the mask, glow with an eerie, silver light that flickers like candle flames, betraying a mind both calculating and unhinged. The unraveler's hands are long and spindly, each finger tipped with a sharp, quill-like nail, capable of weaving both spells and schemes with equal precision. His presence exudes an aura of malevolent elegance, captivating and chilling those who dare to stand in his path.
And he says to you, good to see you again.
I was just about to say the same thing. Long time no see. So, are you this Arcanist guy's party? Is this your thing?
He reaches up and he pulls the mask off of his face. And he has a grin on his face, almost the same size as the one that was on his mask.
Unsettling.
And he says, "Yes, welcome to my party. Trick or treat."
Okay, Unraveler, I hate you. I hate you, but that was objectively a cool thing to say.
And just because, we're actually going to stop here for the end of the second one play episode.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas. All right, we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Did we level up?